That's right. W Sauce Owl N Craft Lager. You want me to bring you one?
Well, I was going to say, I might have one at Dudley's on Saturday night when I'm there hanging out with everybody.
You know, yeah, you can if they have it. Sure. Hopefully they do. Or you and I can bring one when we tailgate for whiskey.
That's a good point.
Whiskey Myers.
Yes, dude. Whiskey Myers Friday night.
I think we need to arrange our situation.
I'm with you.
How
on
we
that.
Meet up on
let's
that.
Get it.
Maybe
let's
we go
get
to Arby's
done.
And then go to the.
Yeah, man.
Get some. Get like a. Or we get a sack full of crystals. That'd be good. And then we tailgate. We like sit there and we drink the Owl Inn Lager, craft lager from New Realm, and we eat crystal burgers.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. That sounds interesting.
Maybe that's post game.
Yeah, man. There you go. Now we're talking. Yes, now we're talking. Okay.
Don't forget the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic, November 25th. The Eagle Watch, go to the 929 Game website, click on the events tab, and you'll see all the information. It is all benefiting my friends at Pets for Vets. The veterans mean a lot to me. So does my dog. You combine the two, boom, you got the greatest veterans charity you can find out there. One of them. Anyways, they're all great because they're all helping our veterans who are very important to me and should be to all of us. They gave us our freedom. All right. Aaron Rodgers, you know, they fire Robert Saleh. Nathaniel Hackett gets taken down a notch. He's just a glorified coffee getter now. And they go out last night. They don't do that well, Mike. The offensively, they move the ball. They struggled in the red zone. They missed some field goals.
Bad red zone.
But the bigger story, one of the bigger stories was they had 11 penalties for what, like 100, was it 165 yards, I think?
It was bad. It was a big number.
It was a huge number for penalties. And 110, I'm sorry, 110. 11 for 110. He went in last night on the officials in postgame.
Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Yeah, some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. Might as well play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those things. And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either.
Did you hear that?
Is that sarcastic ball? Is that from?
That's from South Park.
South Park, yeah.
That is where they do the fake.
Everybody's hugging.
And he's like, oh, 15, that's a touchdown for a hug. Like, it's so great, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot
might as well play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those things.
But I want that drop, Dylan, because I'm going to use that at some point. But that is so good. First off, Aaron Rodgers, me and Steak are talking about this in a break. Aaron Rodgers wants to be different. Steak's right. But also, Aaron Rodgers is the guy that once he goes there, he's going to go all the way there. Yeah. He's not going to half-ass the, hey, guess what? I'm going to get fined. I'm going to get every ounce of my money. He's like the guy that was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium the night they honored Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I can go back more than once for the free hot dogs? Yeah. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back every commercial
hey,
break.
Man, can I have your free hot dog ticket? I'm just picking them up off the ground.
Dude, he's that guy.
Now, I respect it.
Tom Brady can never do it. Do you agree with him, though?
Aaron, I do, and I love the fact that he pointed out against himself because I think too many times does it fall on deaf ears when you're just kind of rooting for yourself in these situations. The fact that he can come out and say that, you know, a penalty that he benefited from is also bad, I think it means 10 times more in that situation than it would otherwise.
Might as well play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those
you're
things.
You're absolutely right. Can I say this, though? Aaron
sure.
Rodgers annoys me at times. He's a curmudgeon, and he wants to be different. But I do appreciate him at times, and I appreciate how he's not afraid at times. And I think too many people, and you know, like you said, they wouldn't say that. They're afraid. He's not. I like that. I appreciate it about him.